Luda!
Yo, yo.
Yes, this is a very, very special edition of the Four Pillars of the NFL. This is going to be a little segue, but this is Cowboys edition of the Four Pillars. So I had to talk about the Cowboys with a fellow Dallas Cowboy fan, my main man, Luda.
Yo, what's good?
How long you been a Cowboy fan, brother? How long you been a Cowboys fan?
And Cowboy fan since, I want to say, middle school. I want to say that's 95 right there, man.
Oh, damn. So you just caught them as they won the last Super Bowl.
Absolutely. I mean, it was one of those things, man. Growing up, it was either the 49ers or the Cowboys, and it was kind of an easy choice for me going with the Cowboys. So I did join at the right time, seeing that Deion Sanders is my favorite NFL player, too.
Oh, Deion, huh?
Absolutely.
All right, all right. Well, everybody that listens to this knows I've been a fan since 82. I started liking the Cowboys when they began to suck. So,
I don't know how that happened, but all right.
Yeah, man. I don't know. I really believe it's that star. It's that star, and it just sort of captured me, and I was drawn in, and you know, I went basically middle school, they suck. High school, they suck. I went my whole 4 years of high school and they suck.
Man.
You know, it was terrible. I don't believe my whole high school years they've had a winning record. So they sucked in high school.
Hey, you might as well say about the same for me too, because my high school year, 2000-2004, it wasn't all that good either. They might have had a couple of good looks, but they wasn't all that great, honestly, man. We had our hopes up with all the crazy blockbuster trades that Jerry Jones would do and give us high hopes, but we always just seem to come up short all the time.
But that's crazy though, right? He was doing all that trading and wheeling and dealing, but it seemed like he got gun shy in his later years,
mm-hmm.
which is so surprising, I feel, with the Stephon Gilmore trade.
Exactly. Yeah.
I actually yelled in joy when I heard that.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's these last, I'm going to say, ever since the Brandon Carr trade or free agent. He wasn't a trade. He was a free agent.
Yeah, he was one of the two main corners that was going. Everybody was trying to go after. Namdi Asamoah was the top guy, and Carr was the next one.
And they both failed, both mm-hmm. of them. They didn't succeed with their new teams. Namdi in Philly and Brandon Carr in Dallas. Unfortunately, Brandon Carr, he was that corner that Beckham made the great catch with. Always call Brandon Carr the slap your hands guy.
Hey, that's the poster man right there, bro. Yeah, he made Odell into what he is right now.
Anybody that watched Brandon Carr, and I'm sure Brandon Carr is a nice gentleman, but you know, anybody that watched Brandon Carr, he would slap his hands. He'd be every time he make miss a play. Bap, smack, dang. That was Brandon Carr.
Brandon Carr was one of those guys. He wasn't great, but I will say this much. He was available, and he was there throughout his whole entire contract. So I will.
Yes,
that.
He did not miss any games. And from what I remember, he was definitely one of the pillars of his community. Mm-hmm. So we must mention that.
Yeah, well-spoken man. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so. But Stephon Gilmore, your thoughts?
Oh, man. I mean, I honestly was a little bit heartbroken first and foremost on Monday, not being able to get Jalen Ramsey, you know, hearing that he got what I think it was just a third round pick.
Yeah.
That initially got me a little bit upset, but hearing and seeing Stephon Gilmore rebound the very next day, I was like, you guys finally are working on the defense. I think that Michael Parsons pick a couple years ago finally convince you guys, let's work on the defense for once. And the fact that you guys went and got a top corner, still one of the top tier corners, because in Indianapolis, yeah, they suck. They were straight trash, but he was a key factor for two wins. So that's something I can definitely say he is still a good corner, really good corner at that.
Elite.
So
I think I'm looking forward to that elite category.
Yes, yeah, he definitely still is up there. Even though he was on a bad team, he still showed that you got to respect his game. You got to. So that is a great addition. I was actually jumping for joy myself. I was like, wow, I can't believe these guys went out and got themselves a solidified corner. I was talking more about Slayton. I mean, Darius Slayton, the corner for the Eagles and everything.
Oh, Slay, yeah.
Slay, yep. But the problem was is just, you know, we wasn't too sure if that was going to actually happen or not. But Gilmore's even better. I'll take him any day right now, yeah.
Because, you know, I got a little something for you. I don't know if you heard this about Darius Slay.
What's up?
I heard that the Philadelphia Eagles did contact the Dallas Cowboys about Darius Slay.
Just oh, really?
Before they made the Gilmore, you know, deal. I find that very interesting that I would be pissed if I'm an Eagles fan. It's no hell I'm calling any team in the NFC East about I'm not trading with anybody. I don't care. I don't care what you give me. I'm not trading with anybody.
No, you don't want to give them that great player within your own division to see them two games in a season. Yeah, definitely not.
So, yeah, I mean, getting Stephon Gilmore is something new for Dallas Cowboy fans because they haven't done that. They don't do things like that. They don't get established players.
No.
Now, wasn't Gilmore on that Patriot team that won the Super Bowl?
Absolutely. One of the big reasons. Bill Belichick seen him in Buffalo those years ago, and I'm not going to lie, I didn't see anything like that in Gilmore during that time. So he definitely was a big piece of that Super Bowl win, too.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, this should only help the Cowboys as far as you realize, Luda, that we finally have a player that's actually – played in the Super Bowl, was a key member of the Super Bowl, knows what it's like to be on that playoff journey to the Super Bowl. I mean, I hope Dallas get more of them. You know, get more guys that's been there, you know, that's been through the struggle.
Want that hunger. They know what it's like, that feeling to be in that stage, that moment, to have that, man. I mean, that's definitely something that he can definitely share for the team, and hopefully that'll motivate them even more. I mean, we looked good for the past two seasons, but for somebody to let them know, like, you guys were just that close, and maybe I could help you guys just solidify that a little bit more. Yeah, that's all the team really needs. Somebody to give them that boost of hope that there is a chance for us to get one this year coming up.
Yeah, you know, advance past the divisional round, that'll be key. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's been a long time since the Cowboys been in a championship game, which is inexcusable for this franchise. You know, I've said it on so many shows. This is the worst period in Dallas Cowboys history. If you look at the history of this franchise, this is the worst period in Dallas Cowboys history. I don't care what anybody says. I don't care that they say that the Cowboys are the most valuable. They're the most rated, highest rated team. They haven't won.
Mm-hmm.
The Cowboys at this point is most known for their losses than their victories.
Absolutely. You know it.
Which is sad. You know, but, you know, let's keep it moving. Let's move on. I mean, I love the Gilmore move. I love that they re-signed Donovan Wilson.
Donovan Wilson, Van Der Esch.
Leighton Van Der Esch. Van Der Esch, remember he went into last season, he was like, oh, no, we can let him go. He actually came up and played the player that he was supposed to be when he was a rookie.
Exactly. I mean, I know they're probably kicking themselves for not getting that fifth-year option, and now they have to pay him this money now.
I mean, I think that's a deep, was it 2 years, $11-something million? Dollars? I think that's pretty good.
Yeah, not bad. I mean, they probably still a little bit iffy about him, but still 2 years is good to let us know we got him for a good couple more years and we'll start seeing what he can do with us.
I still hope, Luda, that they can get Bobby Wagner, but I don't know now. since they got Leighton under contract.
Well, it's funny that you speak on that, because there was something I was looking online recently on Bleach Report, and I heard that Jerry Jones been making more moves with contracts and all that kind of stuff, and made about $45 million worth of cap space now that we have. Not too sure what that means. I mean, could that be for Bobby, or could it be for another guy who we were just talking about who got posterized?
Yeah, you never know. I mean, he already restructured or reworked Zach Martin, mm-hmm. Dak, Michael Gallup, and I just saw they just did Tyron Smith.
Yep, Tyron was definitely another big factor right there.
They definitely are clearing some cap space. Let's just hope, like, you know, it's some beef in the defensive line and offensive lines. We need some beef.
Yeah.
Definitely. Cowboy Nation, y'all need to know we need beef on that defensive line, them big uglies, to get over the top, I think. You know, sign Hankins. Get some other big boys, too.
If we can get that, that'll make it even easier for Parsons to swim around and do what he needs to do and get them sacks, man. Yeah. He has another run like he did this past year.
And Parsons is he's telling through social media and these little interviews, he's telling, he's like, yeah, we got enough pass rushers. We need some big boys down on the line.
Mm-hmm.
So, and as far as that Jalen Ramsey thing, I really wasn't too I really didn't like Jalen Ramsey. The last couple of years, he's actually gotten toasted. So,
yeah, I can say that he has, but I can see the demeanor in him also. It would show that he didn't have too much emotion as he did in the first year or so when he was with the Rams. I've seen the body language and all that kind of stuff. Yes, he's played, but you can tell that he didn't feel what was going on over there anymore, and that was probably one of the big factors. As much as he probably was talking that he wanted to stay with the Rams for the tweets that he's not going anywhere, and they probably knew from themselves too, like, we got to let him go and all that kind of stuff. It's almost like him being with Jacksonville, you know, initially getting picked up from them in the draft and all that kind of stuff. So,
yeah,
Ramsey, I still, we'll see this year with Miami, because Miami is definitely going to be a good team, but I'm not too sure with the quarterback situation, but their defense is definitely going to be a problem too.
If the quarterback situation could be, you know, stable, and Tua is, you know, plays the most all the games, I think Miami could be something. Shout out to Byron Jones. Did they release him?
I don't know. I'm not sure what's going on. Ever since that tweet that he put out and talking about personally what's going on with the, you know, him and his career, I don't really want to get too deep in that, but I really haven't heard anything about Byron.
Yeah, I haven't heard.
I wish him all the best, though.
Real quiet, but shout out to him anyway, man. You know, that was a good tweet that he put out for the upcoming draftees, former Dallas Cowboy freak athlete things. I feel like maybe the defense, they didn't put those players in the right position, so we didn't really get the best out of Byron Jones. So
yeah. I still respect to Byron, you know, Connecticut native. I believe he's hard hitting Britain. So yeah, definitely respect. Yeah,
UConn and in the house, yes.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, this finally happened. Zeke is no longer a Dallas Cowboy.
Excuse me. All right, yeah.
Control your joy.
Control your joy. Yeah, no problem, no problem. You know,
I know you're ecstatic about this. I know you love this right now.
You know, that's how the game works, man. You just got to move on. Business is business. You know, he got his money. He gave us some great years. You know, I'm not going to lie. I wasn't too happy when we first picked him up, but he showed that he could have been the next Emmitt Smith possibly down the line. But, you know, I mean, it just showed down the line. He couldn't stay healthy. His production started going down. He wasn't the same old Zeke, honestly. I was hoping that this year might have changed and maybe he might see a few flashes here and there, but, we, you know, under 4 yards per carry really almost just was not a factor. Even the goal lines, for me, it was just – we could have gave that to Tony Pollard for those particular handoffs. So, yeah, I'm sorry, Zeke. Appreciate your time, but Yeah, it's time to move on, man. Sorry.
Oh, man. Yeah. I was a little torn because I knew that they had to make a decision. He had to take a ridiculous amount of pay cut. But, you know, this is something I listen to DallasCowboys.com, like, podcasts a lot. Mm-hmm. And they keep saying stuff like, well, you don't want to disrespect a player or disrespect Zeke and say that you're coming with an offer or whatever. I would at least put it out there. I'd be like, Zeke, you know, we would love for you to stay, but okay, here's a mil or two.
Exactly.
Tops, you know, mm-hmm. This is what we got for you.
This is how we value
you. This is what you got to take your cut. So, mm-hmm. You know, I don't understand that whole, like, you don't want to disrespect. Like, where else is Zeke going to go? Mm-hmm. Do you see Zeke on another team?
What, playing the way that he was playing for another team?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not sure, to be honest with you. I see him still saying that I got something left, but I hope his situation don't turn out how Dez was, where we let him go and pretty much, you know how that turned out. It was really
a shit show. He tried to get with a team, and then he got hurt, and then mm-hmm. he tried us to get, nope, got hurt again. And
he said, no, he didn't want to play for them and all that kind of stuff, changing his mind. I was just like, you know what, Zeke? I mean, they talking about Chargers and a few other teams right now.
But if you want a goal line back, Zeke is your guy. I mean,
yeah, but I mean, it's really how much are you willing to pay him? It would have been like the same thing the Cowboys probably was willing to pay him, and he turned it down. We don't know exactly what happened, but $2 million, $3-4 million. I don't see him getting anything over $4 million. I mean, if he does, then they know something better than we do. But that's but how
it's
I
always, it's always a team out there that's willing to overpay for a player. So
yeah, if they got the capital, the space, and everything, like say how the Bears and the Falcons, Panthers, those particular teams. I mean, look at the Jets; they're basically giving in advance of all Aaron Rodgers is asking for right now, except for one piece. So yeah there's probably somebody out there who can look and value him for something better than what we actually can utilize him for recently.
I feel bad that here is another great Dallas Cowboy player
mm-hmm.
that has nothing to put on his resume, that only he was a two-time NFL rushing leader and no playoff success, you know, no. He got paid with his contract.
Mm-hmm.
He should be, you know, good, happy for that.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, it's to me, I look at it as a fan. I look at it, he is another Dallas Cowboy player that can't say that, hey, I've been to the championship game. I've been to a Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Jason Witten, DeMarcus Ware as a Dallas Cowboy. Yeah. You know, all them great, good players that the Cowboys had throughout the years. And Tony Romo.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all these guys. Tyron Smith is getting up there, man. Like, how many years he got? How many years Zach Martin got?
Yeah, exactly. These guys were in their prime, and it looked like we was ready. I mean, at least at the side of our offense, we was ready. Unfortunately, Romo getting hurt, and they had to reset again. But, yeah, just like how you said again, it's just we have so many good players, and we just don't happen to get to where they need to be in that championship, that Super Bowl, man. We just, you know, miss out on some opportunities, man.
It's a terrible thing that Ezekiel Elliott, will never, and then that's his last play in the 49ers playoff game. That's his last play as a Dallas Cowboy. I can't believe that, you know, you're going to do Zeke like that.
Yo, oh man, I forgot. I remember seeing that on Bleacher Report. Somebody posted that, and that was hilarious because I completely forgot about it. And I didn't even watch that part, though. That was the funny thing. I knew the game, well, for me anyway, I thought the game was over when I didn't even watch it. But everybody put the memes out, you know, saying the imprint of on the field, like, oh, this here flies Zeke. And I'm like, excuse me?
Oh, it's like, man, I'm telling you, these last second things, you know, that the Cowboys do. It is amazing. You're going to have Ezekiel Elliott hike the ball, and then you throw it to a guy who you don't even put in the game at all, Kevontae Turpin.
Yep. And the crazy thing was, if you saw the setup, they could have threw the CD all the way to the left because he had like 2-3 receivers over on that side. And they could have maybe did a little something, but you threw it right in the middle. He just get – I felt bad for Turpin. That was two disrespectful things right there. What they did to Zeke when they did to Turpin, he got smacked.
And then Turpin got trucked, both of them.
Gosh, man. You saw him like smack the ball too, like, yo, are you serious?
Yeah.
Like, Dak, thank you, Dak.
So – now that we know that Zeke is no longer, what are you, as a fan of the Cowboys, what are you imagining them doing at running back? Because we got Pollard, we have Malik Davis, we have some other back, we got Rico Dowdell. So do you see the Cowboys free agency or the draft getting a running back?
Honestly, their best bet is just going to draft, man. I really feel Robinson, like, he is definitely the future running back for us if he's able to slide to where we at. A lot of the mock drafts been showing that it's possible. The thing about him is I just think he'll have a much better career. He's not a bruiser type of back. He may not be a good blocker and, you know, close to Zeke and everything like that, but he doesn't really sacrifice his body unnecessarily, which I think was going to keep him up and healthy longer than what Zeke did. So I would rather go with something fresh, a fresh rookie, guy who got the speed, he got the moves. Let's give him a shot. If it's possible, we can get him. But otherwise, I want to give Davis a shot too. I want to really try out some of the players that we have, because when they actually got their chance to shine in a couple of games that we had last season, Davis actually looked pretty good for, you know, for a third string and all that kind of stuff. He definitely looked like he can complement Tony Pollard himself and everything. But, you know, right now we're not too sure how Tony is looking, and hopefully he'll be, like, fully healthy by the start of the season. But that's a question mark. So if we can get Robinson, I would like to go with him. Otherwise, free agency, I just don't want them to go crazy and, you know, spend all that money away when we could possibly use that for other players, you know, right about now. So I'm looking for the draft for Robinson. That's my go-to pick right now, if he's available.
As far as Robinson, Dallas drafts 26.
Yes.
How would you feel if Dallas traded up?
No,
you don't want that.
I don't want that. It's kind of like the similar situation like Zeke when we drafted him. We were basically number four. We didn't have to move or anything, but we shouldn't have never picked him up at number four. If anything, we should have moved back, in my opinion, if we could have, to pick him up. That would have made more sense. But for Robinson, getting him at 26, you know, later on in the first round, for me, that's just fine. I really don't want to go and reach out and say we can desperately need this guy, because we, like I said, we could still go with Davis and some of the players that we have. And if we're that desperate, maybe look and see in free agency and see who's still available after the draft is over with. Otherwise, I mean, they still got some good players. I believe there was a tight end you was talking about.
Darnell Washington. Darnell Washington, University of Georgia. 6'7".
He's 6'7"?
6'7". Oh. And I saw the combine. I see what the brother did to that sled. You imagine having a block. We haven't had a good blocking tight end since Jason Witten.
Yeah.
But this guy, he could actually run down the field. He can stretch the field. He, you know, got good speed. You know, this is what we need. Dallas is – they're actually in a good position when it comes to this draft. I wouldn't trade up. That's something I wouldn't do. I would use the draft capital they have, use that on free agency.
Exactly.
You know, I'll use that 2nd through 7. But I keep the first. I'll use it. You know, it's about time. Because Dallas – and Cowboy fans know this. Dallas have drafted very well.
Yes, in the past few years, yes.
It's time for the Jabril Cox. It's time for Damone Clark. Deron Bland. It's time for Simi Fehoko. It's time for Jalen Tolbert. It's time for these guys to come up.
And it's their chance to shine.
Yeah, most definitely. So it is definitely their time to shine. Man, you know, this was great. How do you feel? You got that off the chest and we're waiting for more. What do you think the next move is going to be for the Cowboys, if you could guess?
Oh, man. Like we were talking about the capital, the space that they created. I mean, I know all signs is pointing to Odell right now, but the one I'm actually looking forward to, if we can actually say capital and just, you know, just get a legitimate better receiver, I would have to say sure shot. Don't have to worry about him too much. And trade for DeAndre Hopkins, I would like that. Now, hey, Jerry Jones done some crazy things now, so who knows what we can do. But if he did something crazy and got both of them, how would you feel about that if we had Hopkins and Odell with CeeDee Lamb?
I've been beating the drum, and I'm glad I'm doing this show with you. I've been saying that from the beginning. Why don't you get as many weapons as you can? You don't have to just settle for you got CD and then another one. You know what? Get as many weapons as you can. If you can get Beckham and Hopkins, seriously, I mean, we're Cowboy fans, but let's be real. If you have a CD Lamb who came up to be number one, and then you want to add a DeAndre Hopkins and an Odell Beckham, then you got Michael Gallup sitting over there. What defense gonna mess with that?
You tell me right about now.
Exactly.
Now you add one of those other pieces in the draft that we got. I mean, the tight end and running back.
Yeah, let's just say dream a fantasy for me is to have both of them and get Darnell Washington or Bijan Robinson.
Yes, now we're completed.
And we still got Hendershot and Jake Ferguson.
Exactly. So
what you're gonna do?
They don't know what to do. That's the thing about it. We actually have a team, and the fact that we have a new play caller with Mike McCarthy now. And this is something I felt that he should have been did this like a year or two ago with Kellen Moore calling particular plays that I felt was controversial for certain games and all that kind of stuff. So we'll get to see that. And hopefully it's not the, what was that, 2 years ago throwing for 4,000 yards and all that. I don't really want to see that unless he needs to do that. Don't push him to that. If we have that run game and we can solidify that, like how we haven't done last season, do that. But if we can beat them down and just run the ball on them and Dak just dinking Dak back in his old days, fine. Let's talk crap about Dak and say he's dinking and dacking. But if we win in games and we get to where we need to be, like how the 49ers, you see they kind of dinking and dacking too with Deebo Samuel. Then they hit the home run play when everybody thinking they're going to run. So let's do that. Let's see what it's like to actually open it up and everything like that and not do too much and have these possibly have those three – great receivers just like break everybody ankles, be wide open, anything works. Man, that would be a dream right there, honestly, man. We have too many good years where we feel like we should have been somewhere, and this might be a good year for us.
Having said all of that, now we're hoping that the Cowboys get all of these players, they do what they got to do to solidify the defensive line and offensive lines.
Yes.
They have all these players. We're excited now. Mm-hmm. I mean, that would be wonders for Cowboy Nation because of the loss of last season with the 49ers. Mm-hmm. I think that would get the Cowboy Nation back up, back excited, and just shooting for it. I mean, already started this now. We got Stephon Gilmore and Trevon Diggs. I got my doubts about Trevon Diggs.
I know you do. I know you do. And that's why I told you.
I know you're on the Trevon Diggs bandwagon. I love his son, by the way. But
dude, crazy little man. Cool.
In front of his son, Trevon Diggs is the best player in football history. But right. I'm just keeping it real. He, you know, for me, Trevon Diggs got to, you know, he got to get more physical. He got to bulk up a little bit. You got to be tough because I'm sure with Stephon Gilmore on the other side, they're going to actually go at Diggs, I think.
And that's fine. And like I said, if he can go back to his 11, when he had 11 interceptions.
Yeah, but with those 11 interceptions, he was still giving up the yards.
But that's the thing, though. We already focus on one side. We need to know that we need to give him extra help. Stephon Gilmore is good. Like I said, it's almost like how I wanted with a Jalen Ramsey. We know one side is definitely shut down. Yes, we know that Diggs is a high risk, high reward. But if he take that chance and we have the safety covering on that side to help him out, it shouldn't be a problem. They just had that one time. That one time where there was a miscommunication when they had that big play when he had that pick six. I forgot what particular game that was, but that'll be the only thing. That's why I feel like Diggs will actually can go back to his old self and be pick happy and just do what he feel comfortable doing.
You think you think that Diggs and his teammates, that play that he had against George Kittle in the playoff game, where he sort of closed his eyes, then you know, woofed on the they you know, let that go and moved on, huh?
I don't know what goes on in the locker room. Obviously, I'm probably busting his balls about that. I'm like, bro, you could have just threw your whole body at him, something and all that kind of stuff. I mean, you could have been like the honey badger, whatever, but that was pathetic. I'm not going to lie. That was a pathetic.
Thank you.
Yeah. I'm sorry, dude. That's the only thing I can say. That was a pathetic attempt to try to tackle him.
That was
and he didn't need to tackle him either.
All he had to do was go after the ball, go after his arms.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, that's it.
But it seemed like he put his head down and he was, because he, you know, George Kittle is bigger than him.
Huge. That's a big white dude, man.
Who's running. But at that point, Kittle was looking, juggling the ball.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Make a play on the ball. This is the playoffs, you know. And I feel like this is something that always hurt the Cowboys and these players. The lights, Jerry, you know, this whole Dallas Cowboy thing. And I feel like it's a distraction to the players. Because look what it did to Zeke. Zeke thought he was more than what he probably really was.
Yeah.
You know, I think I have to say it too. I think it is Dak too. You know, you got a quarterback in the Dallas Cowboys. You ain't won. But you got, 10, 13 commercials? I ain't trying to get in the man's pockets, but you ain't won, bro.
Hey, I'm not even going to lie. Yeah, you right on that. But, you know, dudes got to do that to make their extra money and all that
they
kind of stuff.
They got to do what they got to do. But yeah, you ain't just won. Nothing. Yeah. Only two games. And then the games like last year, you know, with the 49ers. 2 years you lost to the 49ers. And then the last game you lost to a seventh round draft pick quarterback. You got outplayed.
Yeah, you did too much.
You got outplayed by a seventh round draft pick.
You said it yourself. The lights, man. I mean, after them years of after his rookie season, just trying not to do what his mother always told him, not to throw interceptions, and that really worked out for him to being 6 years in the league and all that kind of stuff, looking to say, you know what, I'm about to bounce back and beat these dudes. They got this seventh round pick, Mr. Irrelevant, and all that kind of stuff. He should have had this game in the bag and all that kind of stuff. All he had to do was not throw the ball, you know, and turn it over. And those interceptions that he threw was just seriously.
That second interception was a complete and utter disaster.
I still sit here and I'm just like, wow. I keep saying it to myself, how can you throw that twice in that same direction after the first time? You think the second time, even I remember even saying that, like, don't throw that again. And he threw it again, and if he got a pick six, I'm like, are you serious? He really did that.
Dak, you talk about a player that needs a bounce back season more than ever.
Yeah,
is Dak Prescott. But you know, his amigo, his boy, his best friend is, won't be, on this journey, Ezekiel Elliott. So Dak gotta, you know, tighten up the ship because, this season, I don't know about you, but if this season if he plays like how he did last season, what would you say? Like, would you want Dak gone? I don't think they can do anything because of his contract. But would you want Dak gone from the Cowboys if he has another season with the interceptions, and just erratic up and down helter-skelter play.
No, I would still stick with him, mainly just because we don't have anybody else proven right now. Mm-hmm. We went all in with Dak. Looks like Cooper Rush is eventually going to be leaving too, supposedly, is what I'm hearing right now. Maybe going to the Chargers as well. I have no idea. But unless Jerry Jones is willing to give up something to go get himself a quarterback and everything, I don't see that really happening on letting go of Dak. I really wouldn't want that. So extending him to where it's an advantage for Jerry this time around, like for the fans and the Cowboys, so that way we can make some, you know, some space and all that kind of stuff. We're going to have to give him, like, hey, you know, not so much money for the next couple, 2 or 3 years. And hopefully this time they'll be like maybe a 4 or 5 years. So that way we don't have to worry about discussing these type of things with him. But otherwise, yeah, we really don't have nobody else that we can look at right now that I can think of for quarterback to kind of lead us. Cause we're ready right now, man. We are ready right now.
You feel like this Dallas Cowboy team with the acquisitions and free agency, the draft, their own free agents, this team is ready to go to a Super Bowl?
I believe so. With the, you know, the new acquisitions, when we're still not finished, we don't know about the trade and the free agency with, you know, what we discussed earlier with receivers. But I like the fact that McCarthy is making the play calls. He's definitely a big key factor on that. Dan Quinn coming back for a third season. Excellent move to have him, you know, again. I really appreciate the fact that he's looking at this and saying, like, I want the job done. Like, we're right there. We're going to get it. So I feel good. The defense, we don't have to worry about. That defense is just adding more pieces to make them make sure that they're not going to be the cause of any game losses. So with the offense now, we just need those couple pieces, either a tight end or a running back in the draft, couple of receivers, if possible, in free agency. Dak, this is almost like your time to prove to everybody, like, you are the guy. You have a better than Amari Cooper now if you have CeeDee Lamb, Odell, or DeAndre Hopkins, or both, all three of them or so. So we'll see. I really feel this could be the year, though. I say that sometimes the past couple of years just because the defense was finally doing it, but the offense wasn't clicking. But with this time around, we should have it. It should really be no problem. We really shouldn't be turning the ball over. Dak better go back to his rookie ways and just don't do too much. Just do enough to win the games, but don't do too much. That's all I need from him.
And that's a good way to end that. You know, let's keep it positive about this football team. You know, a new season. The old season is done. It's 2023. And let's see what these boys can do. I'm all for it. I'm ready to get on that positive train and hope. And I feel like this, I totally agree with you. I think this team with the acquisition, and I'm going to tell you, I'm going to stress this. They need to get the offense and defensive lines better. Mm. They need beef on the defensive line. I can't stress this enough. I thought after the Rams playoff loss in 2018, when the Rams had 273 yards rushing, I thought the Cowboys was going to address it then. But they haven't. But they did get Jonathan Hankins, big boy. And when I say beef, we need more beef like that. Because he was an impact, and he was only one of them. They got other guys. I'm not worried about the rush pass and all that. I know we got Michael, but we still got D-Law. D-Law is awesome against the run, in case people forgot. They just need some beef in that D-line. Look what Washington does. You know what I'm saying? This is supposed to be a copycat league. They got two big boys, boom, right in the middle. You're not running on them. You're not running on them. So follow that formula. Get you some big boys. Boom. And let Micah be Micah.
Mm-hmm.
Now you got your secondary to me. Because remember, the secondary has always been shaky. Always. Now you got Gilmore. You got Diggs. You got Donovan Wilson. You got Jerron Curse. You got Malik Hooker. And we got Israel Makamu, who's a freak. He's about 6'2", 6'3". Big corner. He can play corner and safety. I say leave him at corner, but I'm not a coach. But I'm ready. Luda, I am ready to get this season started. If they don't get the big boys, then my expectations are going to go back down. I'm not settling. Get the big boys and playmaking receivers to go with CD, and we all set.
There you go.
Luda, it has been amazing. We got to do this again. Hopefully, this week, next week, whenever, we do get the news that they have either traded or signed free agent, playmaking wide receiver, big boy defensive tackle, big boy offensive lineman. Let's get it popping, baby. Cowboys are in it.
Definitely. Yeah, hit me up anytime, man, especially when the news break. I'll definitely be around.
Yeah, we can do that. Breaking news, like, boom. Do it just like that.
Sounds good, man.
Yes, sir. This has been a special edition of Four Pillars of the NFL. I'm your host, Big J. My special guest was Luda, Dallas Cowboy fan all the way, 100%.
You already know it.
Have a good one, brother. We're going to hook up again.
Definitely. You have a blessed night. Appreciate you having me on, man.
You got it, brother. Four Pillars of the NFL. We are out. Peace.
Peace.